This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Crude oil back down a little bit today from the highs it hit after the attacks in Saudi Arabia over the weekend. But this is one of those economic shocks that's going to play out in ways we know not quite how, because it's oil. And for now, anyway, this is still a crude-powered economy with all that that entails. Emily Carlton teaches economics at Rice University in Houston, Texas. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going to get to the economics of all this in a minute, but one of the reasons we got you on the phone in particular is that before you went the economics PhD route, you used to trade energy, right?
Yes, I traded energy commodities for Williams Energy Companies in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, so when something like the oil shock that we got a day and a half ago happens, what's life like in the energy trading community?
There is a lot of uncertainty in the market when there is a supply shock, particularly from geopolitical risk abroad, and that uncertainty causes panic in the markets.
So, panic is a strong word. Do you get a call at 3:30 in the morning and you have to go in and start working things?
Absolutely. Traders are always paying attention to the production of oil and natural gas because the market and the equilibrium, supply and demand, are tight. A reduction in supply can lead to a huge response in price fluctuation, in particular, price increases.
This is going to sound really cynical, but I got to ask it anyway. When something like this happens, is the mindset, we can make a lot of money doing this, or, hang on for the ride?
I think it depends from your perspective. If you're a producer, you can gain from an increase in price. If you're a consumer, the increase in cost through whether it be gasoline prices or small business owners' inputs into production, energy costs are higher. There's a cost to those small businesses and consumer mm-hmm. side, but on the producer side, they benefit.
So let's talk about those consumers for a second and roll your economics PhD in here for a minute, along with your experience. Oil prices have gone down a little bit today, but they're still up from where they were, at the end of last week. Consumers, I'm sure, are bracing for it to show up at the pumps. How long till we start paying more for gas?
Well, you can see that RBOB, or the gasoline price, moves.
RBOB is the trading symbol for gas, right, that you guys use?
Yes. Yeah. RBOB futures basically mirrored the move in crude.
Right.
The price of the pump should increase accordingly. You know, the oil prices matter for the economy in several ways. Changes in oil prices directly affect transportation costs through the price at the pump, heating bills, prices of goods made with petroleum products. All of these things will reflect an mm-hmm. increase in the input, such as the price of a barrel of oil.
Right, right. So we had Scott Tong on the program yesterday, and he did a new spot for us, the thesis of which basically was, look, there's plenty of supply out there to meet demand. What we're encountering now is this risk premium of unknown violence, really, in the oil sector. Do you buy that?
I do. I think there will be a risk premium associated. Now, the supply from Saudi Arabia is roughly around 5% of global supply. And I think that the risk premium will be priced in because of the uncertainty. People will be more cautious and there will be higher prices for a barrel of oil as a result.
Right. Okay, so here's kind of a mood question, right? You're in Houston, lots of refineries, lots of oil, obviously. That's the center of the American petroleum industry. Given what happened in Saudi Arabia over the weekend, what's the mood in Houston?
People in Texas are much more worried about low oil prices causing job cuts than they are about high prices causing recession.
Emily Carlton, she's a lecturer in economics at Rice University down in Houston, Texas. Emily, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Kai, and have a good evening.
You too.